Pendleton has 25 years of natural resources experience, most recently in California, where she has served as deputy forester for the Pacific Southwest region since 2006. Pendleton previously worked several posts in the Alaska region. She was a deputy regional forester for operations, as well as director for recreation, lands, and minerals. She also headed up the team that revised the Tongass Land Management Plan in 1997. As regional forester, she will oversee Southeast 17 million acre Tongass, as well as the 5.4 million acre Chugach in South Central. Tidwell wrote that Pendleton's experience makes her exceptionally well qualified for the job. Alaska region spokesperson Ray Massey echoed that sentiment.
He said that her work that she has done in the past is in wildlife and fisheries and recreation, and her background serving as a deputy regional forester on a detail or basically a general assignment for the last 6 years has really qualified her. Plus, she was working the California regional area, which has a tremendous amount of due to their population, a tremendous amount of resource protection issues and reclamation and, you know, recreation due to the population of California. So she's very well versed in all that. She's very well educated in, you know, wildlife and fisheries.
Pendleton has a bachelor's in wildlife biology from the University of Vermont and a master's in wildlife and fisheries from South Dakota State, as well as a master's in journalism from the University of Wyoming. Massey worked with Pendleton in the Alaska region and Juneau in the past and was also her neighbor. He believes Pendleton is well suited to working with a variety of often conflicting interests and issues on the forest.
In my dealings with her, she has a very calming effect on groups. Like I said, she's very pragmatic. She's very commonsensical. She's not somebody easy to anger. And I believe she'll be a great influence on the situation as it currently exists with the Tongass. And I think she'll be a consensus builder.
In a phone interview Friday afternoon, Pendleton said she was looking forward to working in Alaska again.
Well, I am just really thrilled to be returning back to Alaska. I think, as you know, I spent 10 years there working in a number of different jobs, had quite a bit of opportunity to spend time in the communities of Alaska, and certainly on both the Tongass and the Chugach National Forest, and had just a great love of the forest, the state, the people, and look forward to returning and working with the communities and the agency on a number of issues.
Pendleton expects to start work as regional forester in March. Alaska Senator Mark Begich welcomed her to Alaska in a news release Friday, saying he was pleased the Forest Service chief had filled the vacant position quickly and chosen someone with firsthand knowledge of Alaska. At least one of the major conservation groups on the Tongass sounded a positive note after learning of the Pendleton hire. Mark Gannat is spokesman for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
Yeah, we've been really encouraged by the Forest Service's talk of a new direction, and Beth Pendleton brings a lot of Tongass experience to the table, and we look forward to working with her.
We didn't hear back from the timber industry group Alaska Forest Association in time for this story. Pendleton will replace Denny Bashore, who retired this month after 8 years in the post. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.